Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, regular listeners to the program will know that this show has a long association with EY Entrepreneur of the Year Awards. And continuing this week, we'll be discussing some of the issues faced by entrepreneurs with some of this year's finalists and indeed alumni of the program. Today, we're going to look at the topic of education and how entrepreneurs are changing the nature of learning. Delighted to be joined now by two of this year's finalists in the form of Brendan Naud from Learn Upon. He's in the international section. He's a finalist for this year. Also joining us is Carl Fitzpatrick from Chevron College. And Carl is part of the established category. And also joining us is Luella Morton from TestReach, a finalist of 2 years ago from the established category. So you're all very welcome to the programme, and I'm delighted that we have a common denominator here. So, Brendan, we might start with you. Maybe you'd introduce your business to us briefly, and then we'll get on with the conversation.
Thanks, Bobby, and delighted to be on the show. Learn Upon is a learning management system, and businesses use our platform for training their employees, for onboarding, sales enablement, compliance training, and also for training their customers on their products and services. And we also work with associations and professional bodies for training their members. So we started the business in 2012, and we've over 1,500 customers globally today, including the likes of Brown Thomas and Bewley's and Keeling's here in Ireland.
Okay, very good. Carl Fitzpatrick is also with us. Carl, Chevron College, you're part of the established category, so it's no surprise you're around since 2005.
That's right. Thanks very much, Bobby. So Chevron College is Ireland's largest private provider of accredited further and higher education programmes. We're based in Wexford. We employ 135 staff. We have 250 trainers, and we train over 15,000 students per annum. So Chevron provides online and in-person training to businesses and government agencies. We also deliver contracted training to the Education and Training Boards on behalf of the Higher Education Authority through Springboard and also the HSE.
Good man. Okay, thank you for that. And Luella, as the veteran in the room, let's call you, Luella Morton from TestReach. Again, I was very interested in the progress of your company over the years. So tell us a little bit about it. Thanks. And then we'll, as I say, have the educational discussion.
Yeah, thanks, Bobby, and delighted to be here. So TestReach is a company that offers high-stakes testing. So we do that through software and remote proctoring services. So you can author and roll out exams, you can mark and moderate, you can do your results, but you can run those exams either in test centres, your traditional test centres, but on computers, or you can allow your candidates to take the tests in the comfort of their own home anywhere in the globe, and our proctors will monitor them remotely via video, audio, remote screen share and a few other technologies. We run about 4 million tests a year across about 150 different countries, including one of the biggest global English language tests for the British government. And we work primarily with professional bodies, royal colleges, training companies. And we also do a lot of public sector recruitment, those kind of testing around public sector recruitment. And at this point, we have around 200 staff.
Okay, great, very interesting. So back to you, Brendan. When we look at the world that you operate in, you're delivering impactful training to employees, partners, customers. So what's your big challenge in terms of scaling this business?
Well, I think the big thing is making it easy for our customers to roll out our technology. So we focus a lot. There's a lot of complexity in the background, but we try to hide that from our customers, make it really easy for them to roll out the platform and integrate it with their other systems. What makes the learning we deliver really impactful is when we integrate the learning that's being completed with other data points, like from your CRM or from your HR system, and you can see the impact of that learning on the business.
So do you have to get an intricate knowledge of your client company in order to deliver their training? So you clearly need to know what the subject matter of what's to be taught, let's call it.
Yeah, we're not too less interested in the subject matter. Like, we can, it ranges right across a broad range of topics.
So it's more about the technology.
It's more about the delivery, who needs to do what, when, making it really easy to deliver personalized learning and micro learning for people. So based on insights where someone might be struggling with onboarding, we can serve up a piece of personalized learning to them right in the flow of work. And so that could be anything. We're less concerned about the content.
And most of it is online?
Most of it, but we also allow you to do blended, like webinars and in-person training as well. So you can schedule and track that as well. But most is online. We've over 25 million learners on the platform.
Okay. Carl, your business is very interesting, and in terms how it's evolved over the years. When you're looking at delivering something online versus in person, from an education point of view, regardless of what it is you're teaching, what are the dynamics? What are the things that you need to do differently to teach online versus in person?
Well, I suppose, first and foremost, we're a QQI accredited provider. So QQI, Quality Qualifications Ireland, is the regulator within this particular space. And they have online and blended learning guidelines for providers like ourselves to operate from. So that's the starting point in relation to it.
So that's an accreditation.
It is. It's an accreditation. And it's also, it's a quality assurance system. So we work within a quality within the quality assurance system of that. So that's the first, that's the starting point. Then from there, it's about going in and engaging, whether that's with a government agency or it's with an organisation, private or public sector, to finding out what their exact training needs are. Then from there, to find out who the people are to be trained, so what level of qualifications, what level of IT skills, what level of English language skills that they have. Then from there, it's about the subject matter that we're going to be delivering. So this has changed, the dynamic of this has changed over the last couple of years, Bobby, whereby we would have engaged with companies previously and they would have expected us to go off and to develop the programme. Now it's about co-creation. So when we go to companies or public sector organisations today, they want to be involved in the entire development process from start to finish. So when we put together a programme development panel, we bring what's called an instructional designer into that. And that instructional designer has a special set of skills to identify exactly what tools, what resources, such as gamification, augmented reality, virtual reality, and any other digital tools that are required to be able to simulate a real-life environment when you're delivering the training.
Wow. Okay, that sounds reasonably, it sounds complicated at one level, but I presume making complicated stuff simple is one of the things that you guys need to be good at.
Well, we solve problems every day.
Yeah. Luella, in terms of your own world, what trends are you seeing now around online education and indeed the type of work that you're doing?
Well, I definitely think there's a huge move towards more skills-based testing. So, you know, away from that traditional knowledge base, because AI is causing havoc in that, you know, just binge and purge where you learn everything and then you spit it out. Everyone has access to knowledge now. So it's really about the skills to interpret that knowledge and apply that knowledge.
Yeah.
I think the other big piece there is around accessibility. And I don't just mean, you know, special or reasonable accommodations. I mean, actually pushing certification programs into areas that couldn't access them before. Things like, we run a huge amount of exams, say, in sub-Saharan Africa, where you might not be able to source and manage test centres, but through remote proctoring, we can get to people who otherwise wouldn't be possible for them to sit an exam. And that is creating a huge amount of momentum, because, you know, there's a direct link. The better qualified you are, the better paid you get in a lot of regions. And yeah, also, you're much less likely to be unemployed if you're qualified. And it just is changing the dynamic there in terms of that accessibility.
And has certification become more important as more people now realise, and we'll be talking about it later in the programme, but where your job might be under threat through AI, that there's a reinvention happening, that people have to reinvent their own careers,
yeah,
either to embrace AI at one level or to fight against being eliminated.
Exactly. And I think the biggest problem we have is understanding AI is completely disrupting everything. And we don't actually know where it's going. And it's happening so fast.
Yeah.
So I think fundamentally, we are struggling to understand what's the role of humans in this world. You know, at the moment, we've all got that knowledge of that just kind of, you know, the traditional AI where you give it a prompt and you get something back. But, you know, you get into the agentic AI where it's all around, you know, you give it a prompt, you ask it to write an email, but actually it goes off and sends out that email. It gets responses, it interprets the responses and then takes more actions. And we're not in the loop at all. And, you know, it's like, where is this going? And it's moving really fast. And we've got to understand our role in it.
Yeah.
Because we can't educate people into those roles unless we understand it a little bit more.
Brendan, talk to us about personalization in terms of, is there a real need when someone now wants to be trained that it's personal to me and that you, through your technology, have adapted a product that means that I can... It can be me, I can own it myself.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've gone from a stage where, you know, you built an e-learning course and everyone in the company did the same version of it. Nowadays, it's understanding, to Luella's point, the skill levels and the proficiencies that people have, and then building a personalised learning journey to allow them to close those skills gap. And that's something our platform, we've been working hard at. We released a learning journeys feature that allows us to tailor learning paths and journeys that people go on based on whether they test out of something, based on, again, how their current proficiency levels. And to be able to do that at scale is really important. And to take... Yeah, the insights as how people are performing on their job, where they're getting stuck, and being able to give them the learning they need when they need it.
Carl, is time the enemy here of the busy professional that wants to learn, wants to self-educate, wants to, I suppose, enhance their own CV around opportunities? So is there a trend towards people wanting to learn something, attain a qualification in a very short period of time?
Yes.
Or is talk to me a bit about that.
Yes, I suppose, look, education is the ultimate equalizer, firstly, right? And then from there, you're into seeing the education sector has evolved substantially over recent years in relation to taking into consideration the fact that employers find it difficult to release staff for training. And staff in general, they don't want to take programmes during weekends or evenings to get a work-life balance. So to be fair, the education sector has evolved and responded to that very, very well by introducing micro-credential qualifications. So these are bite-sized courses that can be taken over a number of days, weeks or months. And the great thing about those is they're stackable. So, for instance, if you take five or six of them, you can end up with a major qualification at the end. So that's how the education sector has evolved in that respect.
Okay, and these can be done according to your own availability time-wise.
Yes.
So you can do as much or as little, but you're all the time building towards a qualification of some sort.
Exactly, and because it's online, you can take it whenever it suits you.
Yeah. What about the soft skills, Luella? You know, when we hear about all this education going online, is there a danger that we're not really paying enough attention to them?
Yeah, I think there is. You know, when it comes to assessment, you have the traditional multiple choice and your essay style questions. But I think now what we're starting to see is a lot of organizations, we have about 40 different question types, and they're using much more immersive question types, you know, situational fluency. So it's not just about tell us what this rule is. It's about respond to this email using this rule and record your voice in feedback on what you think of how this particular thing worked. So it's much more immersive.
Okay, well, we'll have to leave it there. Firstly, thank you to Brendan Nowd and Carl Fitzpatrick, wishing you both success in the event at the Entrepreneur of the Year, which we'll know all about soon. And also thanks to Luella, a previous participant who endorses the EY Entrepreneur of the Year concept, which we all think is absolutely fabulous. So good luck to one and all.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.